And we go now to Hong Kong. Joining us on the line is Tom Easton. He's Asia Business Editor at The Economist magazine. Welcome to our program.
Thank you for inviting me on.
Do you think that this rate cut is what investors in Asia are looking for?
Well, I think it begins with what companies in Asia are looking for. And I think the beneficial impact of the rate cut is potentially it will strengthen the U.S. economy and demand from America. And I think there's a lot of concern about falling revenues from export sales. On the other hand, what the companies here are suffering from is inflation. Material prices are going up, wage prices are going up, and typically a cure for inflation is not lower interest rates. So it will cut both ways, and it depends what they're concerned about most. I mean, robust demand from America would be great, but, you know, robust demand is just another thing that's pushing up wages and pushing up material prices and energy prices along with it. So, you know, maybe sometimes recessions, as painful as they are quite necessary, especially when you're trying to address inflation.
Inflation over in Asia. But let me ask you the same question that Steve asked David Wessel just now. Do Asian investors see a fundamental problem that can't be solved by a quick rate cut in the U.S., however deep or unexpected that is, a problem in the U.S.?
Asian factories, you know, and I want to look at this, as I spoke earlier, I guess, to you. I want to look at southern China, just because southern China went from being essentially rice paddies to one of the most productive areas of the world. And its cheap exports in apparel and in electronics and all sorts of other areas really helped keep inflation low in the United States. It's why you have T-shirts and blue jeans at the same prices now as they were 20 years ago. And the companies in southern Asia are really, in southern China, are really experiencing extraordinary price pressure right now. Wages are going up. Every one of their prices is going up. Wages, people talk 10, 20, 30%. There are new laws about employment that are pushing prices up, but there are strikes going on. Every single one of their input prices is going up. These are real problems. And all of the exporters that I talk to, I mean, if you've been at the toy fair recently, toys were one of the first products that China sent abroad at very, very low prices. They're all talking about their own prices going up 20 or 30% or more, and they're talking about factories going out of business. Now, some companies are so productive that they can squeeze out savings in all sorts of ways, but for many others, it's just tough. These were all low-margin producers who depended on volume.
Well, fit this together, though, this puzzle together for those who are not, you know, experts in this. Are Asian economies healthy enough to survive a big drop in stocks?
Well, you see, now that's a very, very interesting question. You know, when you talk about countries like China that were going up 11.5% or 12% in growth a year, or India, 8.5% or 9% a year, you know, taking a percent or two off growth would be a good thing. But the question is, how do you manage these things carefully? It's not clear that you can just take a percentage off growth or 2% off growth. It could be 3% or 4% off growth. And what if you do fundamentally change the profitability of many of these companies? I mean, we really don't know how good the accounting is on many of them. Many of them have actually masked the lack of profitability in their underlying business with investing in the stock markets themselves or investing in real estate. Recently, we've seen the price of a lot of real estate investors drop in particular. So, you know, as profits and growth slow down, it could reveal a lot of fissures in the economy that weren't absolutely evident before, but that many, many people around here believe exist.